What's up, Mets fans? Welcome to the Whole Lotta Mets podcast. My name is Mendy. In this episode, I want to talk about Francisco Lindor and Carlos Cookie Carrasco. I think that Carlos Carrasco is not getting the recognition it deserves. So in this episode, I'm just only going to talk about Cookie Carrasco, because if Cookie Carrasco would have been a free agent, I think that he is the third best possible starting pitcher out there, if he was a free agent. So I'm just saying, Mets fans, y'all should be a lot more happier about this Francisco Lindor trade than just only Francisco Lindor. It should be the Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco trade, and I feel like Francisco Lindor is getting all the credit, as he should be. But a lot of credit should be going to Cookie Carlos Carrasco, and here we go, guys. Met fans, so I'm making this episode because up until recently, right, when this whole blockbuster trade went down, it's finally soaking in now that, I guess, how impactful and how big that trade was, not only because of Francisco Lindor. So everyone's freaking out about how we could get still Bauer and Springer and all these guys, and I think that takes us out of at least Bauer now. I think that Bauer is for sure a goner. The rumors about George Springer wanting, what was it, $175? Give me a break. You're freaking George Springer, all right? You're not that good. You are good. You are not a superstar. You are a star. You are not a $175 to $200 million worthy contract at all. So I think that unless George Springer comes down to earth and goes in like the 125 area for 4 to 5 years, there's no way that the Mets are even going to entertain it. So, Carlos Carrasco from the Indians, who we got back in with Francisco Lindor. I'm just going to read you off his stats, all right? 2020, last year. In 12 games, he went 3-4, but once again, I don't care about wins or losses. He has a 2.91 ERA. With 27 walks and 82 strikeouts. Okay. 2019, he battled leukemia. All right? That is hell. That is hell on earth. I hope nobody ever gets that. It's tiring. It's draining. This guy, Carlos Cookie Carrasco, came back that season. That season, recovering from leukemia, he came back that same season to pitch in 23 games. Okay, he went 6-7 with a 5.29 ERA, with 16 walks and 96 strikeouts. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Everyone's gonna be like, yeah, well, 5.96. Yeah, he was battling cancer. Are you serious? All right, so I'm not even going to count 2019. 2018, all right? He went 17-10 with a 3.38 ERA with 43 walks and 231 strikeouts. 2018. 2018, all right? 236 strikeouts and 46 walks. That's insane, with a 3.29 ERA. The year before that, 3.32 ERA. How many walks? 34 walks and 150 strikeouts. The year after that, 2017, 216 strikeouts, 43 walks, 3.63 ERA. Are you? The year after that, 3.32. The year after that, 2.55. Guys, this guy is a bona fide number two starter. Bona fide number two starting pitcher. All right? Can we have the same reaction that we would have had if we got a Jake Odorizzi who's 40 times worth? Jake Odorizzi, I'm sorry. This is the official I Hate Jake Odorizzi podcast, because I don't think he's good and I think he's going to get overpaid. And I do not want the Mets to go out and get him. All right? I'm saying that now. Jake Odorizzi, stay far away from me. Thank you very much. You please just social distance away from the Mets, and we are fine. Jake Odorizzi, all right? Let me explain why, I guess, I'm not a fan of him, all right? Here we go. In 2020, 6.59 ERA with 178 strikeouts and 53 walks. That was in 2019, I'm sorry, with a 3.51 ERA, okay? Solid numbers. Solid numbers. This past year, 6.59 ERA, 12 strikeouts, and how many walks? Can't find the walks. 3 walks. Okay, not good. But he only played how many games? He only played 4 games. Fine. 2018, 4.49 ERA. The next year after that, 4.14 ERA. With 127 strikeouts and 61 walks. And then 162 strikeouts and 70 walks. So, like, Jake Odorizzi's best year in his career is Carlos Cookie Carrasco's average year. And you're probably paying less for Carlos Cookie Carrasco than you would be for Jake Odorizzi. Not only that, what the Mets gave up just for Francisco Lindor may be a fair trade. But the fact that they got a bona fide number 2 starting pitcher is insane. Imagine it was just a Lindor trade, and then the Mets also acquired Masahiro Tanaka from the Yankees. All right, let's say that happened. Everybody would be freaking out. Wow, they stole him. Wow, we got Tanaka for free. You know, the reaction would be crazy. But Carlos Carrasco, I haven't heard anything about that. Nothing about him. All right? If he was a free agent right now, would he be possibly the second best pitcher? I'm going to read you guys right now Charlie Morton's stats. All right? He had a 4.74 ERA last year with 4 walks and 42 strikeouts. The year before that, he was an all-star with the Tampa Bay Rays. He had a 3.05 ERA with 57 walks and 240 strikeouts. The year before that, he was with the Astros. He had a really good year too, 3.13 ERA, which is the best in his career, with 201 strikeouts and 57 walks. All right? What were Carlos Carrasco's? I read it off to you guys. Look at that. That's just an average year for Carlos Carrasco. That's amazing. And Charlie Morton, the reaction would have been crazy. Not to mention that Carlos Carrasco also has 3 years left with a team option, which is huge. And Carlos Carrasco is also 4 years younger than Charlie Morton, sorry, jeez. So I don't see Mets fans being happier about that. In fact, I'm now going to read Masahiro Tanaka's starting numbers. 3.56 ERA, 4.45 ERA, 3.75 ERA, 4.74 ERA with how many strikeouts? He averaged 44 in 2020, 149 with 40 walks, 159 with 35 walks, 194 with 41 walks. Carlos Carrasco averages like 175 walks a season. Averages. I mean, strikeouts a season. Sheesh, not walks. I would hope not walks. With less than 40 walks a season. He averages less than 40 walks a season with an average of 175 strikeouts. That's amazing. So, Carlos Carrasco would be the second best free agent pitcher on the market. Can we react like we just would? I'm sorry, guys. I just don't understand about how. Oh yeah, I want more moves. I want more moves. Yes, I always want more moves. But the rotation now, all we need now is a James Paxton type of starter, or take a chance on a Corey Kluber for our number 5 spot, and that's it. And you're set. That's insane. Carlos Carrasco is that good, and I want Carlos Carrasco to get so much more love than what he is right now. Because I know that if the Mets signed Masahiro Tanaka, the fanfare would be amazing. But since we also acquired Lindor, Carlos Carrasco's name got diminished because he's not on the level of Francisco Lindor. Francisco Lindor is a top 7 player in baseball, guys. Francisco Lindor is a bona fide superstar. Francisco Lindor is entering his prime. So, yeah, Carlos Carrasco is not at that level. But he is at the level of Masahiro Tanaka. He is at a level of Marcus Stroman. He is at a level of beyond. He is in a different universe than Jake Odorizzi. Jake Odorizzi, this is my apology to you. Jake Odorizzi, I have nothing against you. I hope that you make the most money possible. But I beg you. I beg you. You could go to 29 other teams and all the teams in Korea and all the teams in China and maybe Russia. I don't know. If you like vodka, I don't know. There are thousands of teams, thousands of players. Just, I don't know why I said players. You could go anywhere in the world to play baseball. If you want to go ahead and bribe a Little League ref so you could play in Little League, go ahead. I wouldn't care. In fact, I would hope that you absolutely kill those kids and that you win your trophy. Go you. Go you, Jake Odorizzi. Like, yeah, go ahead. Just please don't come to the Mets. You could go to Little League. You could go to the Florida League. You could go to Single A, Double A, Triple A, wherever you want. But this is just my plea to you. I'm calm. I'm talking to you, Jake. It's just me and you, Jake. That's it. The whole world isn't even watching. The whole world isn't listening. My podcast isn't that big yet. Just Jake, just don't come to the Mets. You could go to the Yankees. You could go to the Braves. You could go to the Phillies. Go wherever you want besides the Mets. All right? Jake, thank you for coming. This is just, I guess, my TED Talk on Jake Odorizzi. Please don't come to the Mets. Okay. Because we got Carlos Carrasco. Now, are the Mets done? Where do the Mets go from here? There are a lot of rumors going around about Chris Bryant. There were not a lot of rumors going around about Francisco Lindor. I'll tell you that. In fact, I put it on Twitter that the Lindor trade came out of nowhere. There were no leaks. There were no nothing until the deal was basically official, and that's amazing. I don't know how the Indians and the Mets front office didn't leak anything. Good for them, guys. That is so... Wow. That never happens anymore. So Sandy Alderson is known to playing it close to the chest. And man, he did. So, Sandy Alderson said in an interview of Carton and Roberts, I don't like Craig Carton. I think that he doesn't know sports. I think that he doesn't really have the sports knowledge that a sports host should have. I think that he was great with Boomer and Carton. But I don't think he's made for when I'm coming home from work and I actually want to listen to sports and they're talking about sex toys. You know, like, I'm just not interested in hearing about sex toys. Maybe at 1 a.m. when I may be in a different mood. But when I'm in the mood to be talking about sports, I don't, you know, I want to hear about my Mets and Steve Cohen and Francisco Lindor. Not what people use at night to... Wow, I'm going off the rails. What was I talking... Oh, yeah, Sandy Alderson said... I'm Boomer and Carton. On Evan Roberts, whatever. And he said J.D. When asked about J.D. Davis, he said J.D. Davis is the third baseman right now. And Evan Roberts said, asked, like, right now, like, do you see it changing maybe? There was a long silence, about 5-10 seconds. And then Sandy said, you know what? I'm not going to predict anything or anything like that, but... We're not done making moves. And I don't think that the roster is set right now. I love JD Davis. I'm the leader of the Jumbo Dick Davis fan club. Go you, JD. But I honestly don't think he's gonna be on the Mets this year. I think that the Mets are going to have a new third baseman. So I'm looking at the options here. Chris Bryant is obviously out there. Nolan Arenado is out there. And the Mets checked in on Kyle Seager. I don't like Kyle Seager. Kyle Seager, I'm not a fan of you. You could stay in Seattle unless it's a salary dump and we're getting back like Jared Kelenic or some crazy shit like that. I don't want Kyle Seager on the Mets. No, thank you. So that leaves me Nolan Arenado and Chris Bryant. There has been Chris Bryant rumors today on Twitter about how Chris Bryant is expected to be dealt by this weekend, which is crazy. Can you imagine that? Lindor and Chris Bryant. But then Andy Martino comes out like an hour later and said that the Mets broke off trade talks weeks ago. So, what's going on here exactly? Because I don't think Andy Martino is right, because I'm still waiting for my daily Mets and Yankees trade dialogue about how the Mets are going to trade DeGrom or Noah Syndergaard to the freaking Yankees. Because I have that tweet coming out from Andy Martino every damn year. Somehow this year it didn't come out. I don't know why. I'm sure it's going to come out soon. Or like if DeGrom has a bad opening day. Oh my, Andy Martino. Yankees are checking in on disgruntled Jacob DeGrom. Okay, fuck off, Andy. All right. So, which one would I choose? Chris Bryant or Nolan Arenado? It's Arenado by a mile. And if I'm being honest, I'm not touching Chris Bryant unless I'm getting back Kyle Hendricks. All right, I have people on Twitter telling me about how you're insane. You would trade Francisco Alvarez. But yeah, of course I would. Not only am I getting a starring, Chris Bryant, I'm getting an ace in Kyle Hendricks. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a DeGrom, Hendricks, Carrasco, Stroman, Peterson rotation? And then Lugo back in the bullpen where he belongs. Lugo should not be a starter. He is not a good starter. Lugo is a lockdown reliever. He should be the Mets closer in 2020. He should. But can you imagine that rotation? That means that Mats can be so far gone. I don't have to worry about Corey Oswalt or a Walker Lockett. They're fine. They're gone. That rotation is a hella good rotation. And then you add Syndergaard. Marcus Stroman is your five starter. That's insane. That is such a good rotation. That is a better rotation than the Mets 2015 rotation. And that's saying something. That is an amazing rotation. And then you have maybe Chris Bryant at third base, Lindor at short, McNeil at second, and Dom Smith at first base. Holy shit. The ball would not leave the infield. That's a gold glove at every position. Gold glove caliber at every position. Wow. The only problem, I guess, with Chris Bryant is that he's going to be a free agent. So what are you going to do? You can't go out and sign Syndergaard, Conforto, Lindor, and Chris Bryant. That's just insane. As happy as I am that the Mets have money and can basically do whatever they want, I don't think that they're going to have a $500 million payroll. I mean, not a chance. Let's be honest, guys. So, if you get Chris Bryant, are you okay with letting him walk? Because you would probably have to be. And if it's not Chris Bryant, would you be okay with letting Conforto walk or Syndergaard walk? Because that's going to be the case. So, I would go for Nolan Arenado. I would try to dump Cano's contract on them. I would dump Familia's contract on them. And I'll send them back two high-end prospects. High-end in as... oof. As in like a Brett Beatty and a Pete Crow Armstrong. I was debating about adding Mauricio or Alvarez, but I decided against it. But I would give them both, because not only are you dumping Familia's contract, Cano's gone. Cano's out of here. That's a hell of a contract. All right, guys. So that's the trades that I propose. I'm going to be back. I'm going to try to do at least once, three times a week. Unless something crazy happens, I'll be on that night. I have a new job. My job is absolutely crazy. It's taking a lot on me, but I'm going to try to keep on pumping out on these podcasts. I really hope you guys enjoy. I love you guys. Take care of yourself. Y'all can follow me on Twitter, at Lada Mets. I'm going to have a Francisco Lindor autograph giveaway. Yes, an autograph rookie card of Francisco Lindor will be given away on my account. All you have to do is retweet and follow. Please rate the podcast 5 stars and please leave a review. Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much for listening.